Oh, Florida's awful. Just awful. Can I just say that one more time? Not doing it right here. But, you know, that Florida has some of the best schools I've ever seen. And everyone that I've walked into this time, they are actually the teachers that I talk to, the principals, caring, loving people. I've talked to the parent leaders in these schools. And basically they're saying, you know, once we started ignoring the testing insanity and focusing on the kids and making sure these kids got what they needed, our school took off when we left behind the testing insanity. So in Florida, the policies are so absurd that you now have teachers being evaluated on the test scores of students they never met.
Well, how do you fix a problem like that in Florida?
Here's how you do that. You actually have to organize. It's organically happening, as you know, even in school districts where they're saying, this is insane. We're hurting kids with this test obsession. What we are seeing with parents opting out of the tests, with school boards now saying enough is enough, and teachers have been saying this for 12 years now since No Child Left Untested passed in 2002, and now people are going, oh, we get it. We get it. It really doesn't make sense. So what we're going to do at the National Education Association is start organizing the organic, because we don't have to make the case anymore for parents who say, this is hurting my kid. We just need to show them how important it is to know who's behind all of this, which legislators really care about the whole child, which only care about the test score, and you hold them accountable for making the right decisions.
Well, let's talk about that accountability. There's a hotly contested gubernatorial race here in Florida. We have Rick Scott and Charlie Crist. They're making education one of their top priorities in this campaign. And this school year, Florida spent about $6,900 per pupil. Each one of them is promising on the campaign trail that they'll spend more money. I mean, where does that stand in comparison to the rest of the country? And are these just empty promises?
I know that our affiliate, the Florida Education Association, really, really looked at these two candidates as we look at candidates that control what happens so often in our public schools. And they made a very strong recommendation for Charlie Crist. And it was based on the report cards of not just what these two gentlemen said, but the records that they're running on.
And could we see extensive education reform if the governor's mansion changes hands? Could Charlie Crist single-handedly do that himself?
Oh, I think, you know, and the word reform is just such a tricky word, because it's supposed to mean things get better, you know, things corrupt and you know, practices are ended and things get better. And so they've taken a good word like reform. And when someone says school reform these days, usually they're talking about this factory model of corporate reform that treats teachers like test technicians and kids are on the products on an assembly line that have to perform to specifications. So when we talk about reform, we're talking about whole child reform, the arts, literature, band, the debate team, you know, the chess club, after school programs, the whole blessed child. That's the reform we want to see. And yes, a governor's mansion can change the world. Who's sitting in that seat can change the world. The governor's mansion in some states have led to more doubling down on the testing. And other places, like in California, you have a governor that says, whoa, this doesn't work. Let's do it right. Where does the evidence lead us? Where's the research